it's important to differentiate between the mirror neuron system that was first identified by the scientists in Parma, which is the specific group of neurons which are in the premotor cortex, which are activated when we look at somebody else or a monkey looks at another monkey making a particular movement. It was the observation that you can see activation of those neurons, although the animal isn't moving, which is showing that they are mirroring, unconsciously, they are mirroring the activities of the other. We now know that neural mirroring is far more complex and involves us much more completely than was realized previously, so that if I talk about my hand, or if I show you my hand, your brain, the part of your brain that operates your hand, will become alert. And that's clearly important, because it means that if you see a picture of things, or if you see a mark made by a hand, then if an artist sees a mark made by another artist, then they may be inclined to make similar marks. But that's a very direct way in which mirror neurons help. But neural mirroring involves, for instance, the idea of theory of mind. Now, theory of mind is was identified by people studying animal intelligence, and they could say that animals like the primates have a clear understanding that other members of their species have other intentions than theirs, and that they will always be ready to exploit their knowledge of what they think another animal is doing. And we are doing this all the time. Every relationship, you know, we have a say, you know, like your relationship with me now,
yeah.
You're saying, I know that you have that intention and you have that. Now we now know that that is just, you know, sort of part of our neural makeup. In other words, it's yeah. In our frontal cortex, you know, we have resources which prepare us to attribute intentions and motivations. Now, that's important, but what I think is not sufficiently realized is that the same thing is true of our relationship to a material thing, like a stone or a piece of wood. Because our brain has this capacity to say, what is this object? What is its value for us, the stone? Like the same as, I mean, if I meet a member of my my species, I want to know whether this person is going to kill me or whether they might help me. That's very obviously helps if you have a theory of mind. But the same thing applies with a stone. If I look at the stone and I say, can this stone help me or can it hurt me? I am going to have an understanding of what its properties are, its hardness, the extent to which I can pick it up and throw it. In other words, and the same is true of a piece of wood. The same is true even when we eat a fruit. You know, when you pick a fruit, you say, what can this fruit do for me? And this is such a general predisposition that it helps us to understand one of the things that you know, postmodernists have.
That was my question.
And that is the notion that works of art are thinking. Postmodernists are absolutely right that we treat works of art as if they are thinking, and that profoundly shapes our relationship with them. But what they don't realize is that this is neurally embedded, and it understanding the extent to which it is neurally embedded makes it possible to go farther.